Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. And today we're conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. Am I speaking with Alexander?
Yes.
Alright, perfect. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Do I prefer something?
No, does anyone in your household work for, like, a news media outlet, including
print,
radio, internet, or television?
No.
No? All right, thank you. Do you happen to be 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you're going to vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably. Are the chances 50-50?
Definitely.
Or will you probably? Definitely? All right, thank you. So regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Hard to say. Probably Independent.
Independent, all right. And in the November 2020 general election, so meaning 4 years ago, for who did you vote for? For Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. All right, thank you. So would you mind sharing your age?
I'm 31.
31. All right, thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My weight?
Your race.
Oh, my race. I was like, that's a crazy thing for a thing. I'm white. I'm white. I'm like, 25.
All right.
Yeah, white.
Oh, honestly, if I were to ask weight, I feel like that would be so creepy, but also so hilarious.
Like, we're segregating this opinion poll by weight class, I'll take it.
No, but that actually would be so hilarious. All right, so could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're, like, not at all motivated to vote, and a 10 means that you're extremely motivated?
I would say probably 5.
5? All right. So thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Probably dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied? All right, thank you.
Yeah.
So generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? I'm sorry?
I do not, no.
Do not? All right. So would that be like somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I'm going to say strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove? All right. Thank you. So do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
For the most part, yes. And yeah, I know you got to go by your poll. I would say satisfied.
All right. So would you like strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. All right. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you a list of some different issues and concerns that some people say they want the president and Congress to be focused on. And for each, I would like if you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, based on how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on it. You can use a 10 if you think it's like a really important issue, like the most important. A 5 if you think it's somewhat important. And a 0 if you think it's, like, not important at all. And you can use any number between 0 and 10. So the first one is banning TikTok.
0. I don't think that's an issue.
All right. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
Yeah, I mean, 7 or an 8.
All right. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Making college more affordable.
10.
Reducing crime and violence.
3.
Criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling by police and holds back cops.
10.
Working to end the war in Gaza.
I would say 20 if I could, but 10.
All right. I just put it there in the footnotes. He would say 20. All right. I'm creating more affordable housing.
10.
And protecting our personal data online from big corporations, or data, however you look at.
That's 6.
6. All right, thank you. So, do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
I do.
All right. So, not only can you rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which a 100 basically means that you have, like, very warm and favorable feelings towards them. A 0 means, like, the opposite, so you don't really like them that much. And a 50 is neutral. So you can use any number between 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of these people or organizations, you can also mention that. So the first one is X, or formerly known as Twitter.
What are my feelings about, like, 1 to 100, what are my feelings on Twitter?
Yeah, but 0 to 100, so a 0 does also count.
Oh, man, like a 10.
10, all right. What about YouTube?
YouTube had like a 50. No opinion, really.
All right. All right. What about Cory Booker?
Cory Booker, probably 75.
75, all right. Republicans in Congress?
Oh, 0.
0, all right. Democrats in Congress?
About 50.
50, all right. Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg?
Yeah.
Maybe 20.
20, all right. TikTok.
TikTok? I don't like an 80. I like TikTok.
All right. Charlemagne the God.
probably a 70.
70, all right. Cornel West.
About an 80. I like Cornel West.
All right, thank you. What about Joe Biden?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe 35.
35, all right. And what about Donald Trump?
0.
0, all right, thank you. So I know it's a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, the Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, or Republican Donald Trump, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for who would you vote for?
Reluctantly, Joe Biden.
All right, Joe Biden. So generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president?
I think Donald Trump is absolute chaos and we'll never want to go back to that. I'm voting for Joe Biden because I think it's pragmatically the best case, although I'm very, very angry about the support of Israel in this regard and the hesitancy of Democrats to codify Roe v. Wade. Those are my two big issues with Democrats right now, which makes me very angry. I'm still going to probably end up voting for them, but they're making it hard.
All right, understandable. All right. All right. So would you say that regardless of you supporting him, you don't agree at all with what he's doing by supporting Israel?
I do not agree at all. In fact, it's like tipping point of me not voting for him. Like very close.
All right. So you don't support him. All right. Supporting Israel. All right.
It's really
thank
the,
you
arms,
for that
the arms sales. The weapon sales to Israel that they keep approving is, I think, one bad political move for him, but also morally disgusting.
All right, understandable. Thank you for that. Yep. Very detailed answer. I don't really get that many of those, so thank you so much for that. So, changing gears now, I'm just going to talk a little bit about technologies like AI and artificial intelligence because we are about 75% done, so we're almost done. I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. So, generally speaking, how much do you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence, or also known as AI? Would you say you know a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
A very good amount.
All right. So, and generally speaking, do you think that AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity in our society or more of a threat?
Probably more of a threat.
Somewhat or much more?
Much more.
All right. So, which of the following is closest to your own views? Do you think that tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are? They should be less regulated than they currently are? Or do you think the current level of regulation is about right?
More regulated.
More regulated. All right, thank you.
Yep.
Thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Would you say that it's China, foreign tech companies, Russia, the U.S. government, U.S. law enforcement, North Korea, or big U.S. tech companies?
U.S. law enforcement.
I'm sorry?
That's okay. U.S. law enforcement.
U.S. law enforcement. All right. Thank you. So switching gears a little bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, and that is if you use them at all? So the categories are if you use them multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month, less than once a month, or not at all. And the first one is Instagram.
Instagram? It's something that I use kind of on a daily basis. I don't post a lot, but I like to go on it.
All right. Daily, like multiple times a day, or about like once a day?
Maybe once a day.
All right. What about X, or formerly known as Twitter?
Maybe once a day. I used to be go on there a lot, but I think Elon Musk ruined it. So once a day now.
All right. What about YouTube?
Maybe once a day, maybe less. It's mostly for my kids, but I don't necessarily go on it. Maybe less than once a day.
Oh, okay. So maybe, like, would you say multiple times a week or multiple times a month?
Yeah, maybe multiple times a week.
All right. What about TikTok?
I do use TikTok every day.
Multiple times a day?
Yeah.
Same. What about Facebook?
Almost never. Maybe once a month for work.
All right. Thank you. So as a TikTok user, which of these uses are, like, most important to you personally? Would you say it's learning new skills, learning about businesses and products, accessing unfiltered news and information, connecting with people who share your views and values, organizing, communicating with, and hearing from your community, or watching entertainment content?
Actually, for news mostly. I find I get a lot of news that I wouldn't otherwise get from TikTok.
All right. So I'm now going to read you a few statements about different social media companies, and if you could tell me if you either strongly agree with them, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. And the first one is Meta plays a positive role in society.
Disagree.
Disagree. All right. Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
I don't know. I guess.
All right. What about X or Twitter plays a positive role in society?
But
oh, hello.
That was good use of that word. Sorry.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Oh, the call cut out a little bit. So,
I'm sorry.
X or Twitter plays a positive role in society.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. All right. X or Twitter keeps its users' data secure.
I don't know.
All right,
probably not, but...
All right. Meta keeps its users' data secure.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
And TikTok plays a positive role in society.
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
All right, thank you. So, have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into law?
I have heard, yes.
All right, a lot or a little?
A lot.
All right. So since you've heard about, like, the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signing it into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months, generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
Oppose. Strongly.
Strongly oppose? All right. Strongly oppose. So, generally speaking, would you say you're more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
All right. So what do you think was the Congress's primary motivation behind banning TikTok? Do you think it's because they're trying to help the rich special interest friends and donors? Do you want to protect U.S. citizens' data security? Do you think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens? They're concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us. They're trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with. They're playing politics. They have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok's competitors, or because they want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok.
I think it's more about the control of information. I mean, I really honestly think it has to do with the amount of information coming out about Gaza that I'm seeing a lot on TikTok, more I mostly see it. And I think they want to control that. I think a lot of young people get the truth out of the region through that app. We're able to share that news with each other. And I think I think that's probably the sole reason they want to do that. So why they're so feel so strongly about it right now.
All right. So I think the one that comes closest to your opinion, do you think it's that they're trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with?
Yeah, let's go with that.
All right, thank you. So generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news from or information about what's going on in your community? And for this one, you can select multiple options. So the list goes YouTube, National Evening Network TV news such as ABC, CBS, or NBC, news websites or apps, talk or news radio, music and entertainment sites, local TV news, print newspapers or magazines, news aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard, cable TV news such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC, social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram, or none of the above?
Probably social media.
Social media, all right, thank you. So the last few questions I have are just for statistical purposes, so we are almost done. So okay. Thank you so much for your time this far. So what is the last year of school you have completed?
Like, what was my highest level of education completed, you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, was it, like, maybe high school or college?
I have a bachelor's.
Bachelor's? All right, thank you.
Yep.
What is your marital status?
I'm single, but...
Single? All right.
Dude, married in October, so on paper,
right.
I'm single.
All right. So would you say that maybe you're unmarried but with a partner?
Yes, let's do that.
All right, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
I do.
All right. Well, this was quite a survey, so I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. We truly appreciate it. Hope you have a good rest of your day.
Of course, man. Good luck to the rest of your day. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I just said congratulations on, like, your soon-to-be wedding.
Oh, yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Good luck with the calls and everything. I appreciate the call from you guys.
Thank you. I appreciate you answering. All right, have a good rest of your day.
Thanks, you too.